Construction Incorporated as A supplier, APAC Central Incorporated as B supplier, Journey Construction Company Incorporated as C supplier, and American RNC LLC, a.k.a. as Buchanan Materials and Tri-Lakes Ready Mix as D supplier.
Devin, do you have anything on these?
No.
I'm good with it. You guys good?
I'm good.
Yeah, I think we went over. We looked at all this before.
Move to approve the notice of renewals as listed by and between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company and Taney County.
Second.
Oh, sorry, I was going to do them all.
Okay.
APAC Central Incorporated and Taney County. Leo Jernigan Construction Company, Incorporated, and Taney County. And American RNC LLC, a.k.a. Buchanan Materials and Tri-Lakes Ready Mix, in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for aggregate rock category 2A, number 21042, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated May 6, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the notice as to form. This is a notice of renewal buy-in between Taney County and Leo Jernigan Construction Company Incorporated for category 2 aggregate rock.
You guys good?
Are they still under Jernigan?
No, it's actually under Capital.
Yeah.
But it should transfer over.
Yeah. So, y'all may have already seen, we got notice of the assignment of the permit from Capital, but what we haven't seen yet is the transfer or assumption of Jernigan's agreement. So, I think the goal was to go ahead and do this, recognizing that we're probably going to hear from them subsequently.
And they have been in touch with the property owner about doing an agreement. I have not heard back. It's in their attorney's hand right now.
So if we do it under Jernigan, I was just at a meeting, I think Saturday, and told that everything was now under the name of Capital. There was no longer Jernigan anything. So
we may need to do an assignment whenever we hear from them.
Okay.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for aggregate rock category 2 by and between Taney County and Leo Jernigan Construction Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for Road Oils, Primary Coastal Energy Corporation, number 21043, Road and Bridge, and Secondary Asphalt and Fuel Supply, LLC, number 21043, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated May 6th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the notices as to form, renews the agreement for an additional 1 year, May 20th, 21 to May 19, 2022. Coastal Energy Corporation is primary and Asphalt and Fuel Supply LLC is secondary supplier.
Devin, do you have anything?
No, I'm good with it.
Move to approve two notice of renewals for Road Oil buying between Coastal Energy Corporation in Taney County and Asphalt and Fuel Supply LLC in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Urich Mobile Office Software Agreement number 21021. Assessor.
Okay.
I have a letter dated May 6, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he revised the agreement, approves the revised agreement as to form.
Is this the one where the letter of intent, they quoted one thing, and then whenever they actually sent the agreement out, it was a different?
You're correct. They have, Travis has redrawn the contract to the original terms that we had agreed on.
To the original terms?
Pardon?
To the original terms?
To the original terms that I had agreed on with Mr. Ulrich and that we had contracted with him for. So we are paying $22,500, which will cover 3 years of three mobile tablets. And on the fourth year, we will start paying the maintenance of $4,500 a year for the mobile tablets.
Per tablet?
So just to be clear, one thing noted in my letter, this agreement is just for the 3 years. I know that there was $4,500 quoted for year four and on. Given that time of 3 years, I did not include that. I think that we can. That's the only difference there. So if you'll remember, the first draft was 22.5 divided by 3 years, basically, with a payment schedule. Then whenever we went back and revised it, it's all up front, but it covers all 3 years.
So you dropped off the 1500?
Yeah, for the fourth year and beyond, because it didn't say how many years, I didn't feel particularly comfortable from my perch in years four and however many years beyond. If we need to do that, I can fix that.
We need to do that, because otherwise he's going to want to renegotiate.
In 4 years?
Yep.
How long is that price good for?
To me, it says beyond.
Yeah, I don't know what beyond is. That could be forever.
Infinity and beyond.
Could be buzz.
But this agreement is for 36 months for the 22.5 and has nothing to do with the other afterwards. This right now.
That's correct. And that was my doing. Just to be clear, I didn't know what 4 years and beyond. I mean, we were talking about a 3 year term. Yeah. For all of it, and so I didn't know on the maintenance. I mean, I know we have other agreements with the company for other things, which I think are at a different price, if I recall correctly.
Right. Because we have one mobile tablet, and it is for $1,000 and beyond.
It was originally in 2014, at least.
Right.
The one last year, the agreement that covers all the other stuff with that company does not have the mobile tablet in the agreement. So I guess it's being charged to the county for $1,000, but I can't see anything in writing that says that it is or it isn't.
When that was put in there, it turns out that that tablet was never used. It was never utilized. And we paid Ulrich, I believe, $10,000 for a tablet we never used for the rights to use that tablet. And so coming into this new agreement, he has agreed that fourth tablet is still covered. But they did not charge us, supposedly, the $1,000 last year. I guess they noticed that we never used it, and they didn't charge us for that 1 year. So I don't know where that leaves us. If they breached the contract, we never did. When asked to pay, we have always paid Ulrich.
I mean, to me, we've got four tablets, we've got three that we may have an agreement. We need to address the annual license and software in year four and on, maybe outside of this agreement. I mean, if you need the tablets, let's get the tablets. It'll cover you for 3 years. If we need to follow up with an addendum or a separate agreement, that way we can bring them all four in. That was my other concern, where I looked at the 2020 agreement and it didn't say anything about the mobile tablet. And so if you haven't been charged, then that's great. But I'm assuming you're going to be using the four.
Yeah, we're going to be using all of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that would be my suggestion, is we can do an addendum to cover the 4 years and beyond. I'd just like for the commission at least have the right to either renew or not going forward you know, and it not just be annual license and maintenance forever. I don't like forever. I don't know what forever entails.
Well, the thing is, as you can see from the first mobile tablet, he was at $1,000 a year and beyond. Now he's at $1,500 a year and beyond. Once we're using them and we're renegotiating with him, we have him locked right now at $1,500. Who knows in 3 years? So I don't know either. I'm just thinking it's an advantage to us to have him feel like he's obligated to help our county or work with our county for that amount.
Yeah. I'm not saying timing. I mean, if that's something you all want to do soon, as far as the addendum on the
how board. Soon are you wanting this agreement completed so that you can start using the tablets and operating?
Pardon
me. Is there not a time limit on getting this agreement with Aldridge so that you can proceed? I thought you were wanting to get everything done.
We need to get this finished. I was expecting to be using these tablets here the past 3 months.
So would you not like for us to? I'm sorry. Then if we approve the agreement as is, as the attorney has written up, it will cover for the 36 terms, and then you and the vendor, Mr. Aldridge, can discuss your tablets and, like the attorney said, decide if it need to be another agreement for the tablets for the future.
Or we can do an addendum.
Yeah, let's do an addendum. We'll just, hey, get this done. We can do an addendum, say what it is moving forward to where it's both our liking and council's liking. And
okay.
Yeah, that'll work.
Does that work?
And we can address the fourth tablet, too. That's the other reason that I think that...
Yeah, it's kind of in limbo. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this would allow you to get started then.
Thank you.
You guys good?
I am.
Move to approve the agreement for mobile office software by and between Ulrich Software Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Information sharing and PSR discussion.
I think this was put on when we asked, I think every office, and then just specifically a few offices that deal more with PSRs. We just kind of wanted to go over, make sure everything was going smooth. I know there's been some confusion in the past about what needs to have a PSR and what doesn't, and I think that caused some issues. So I just wanted to, or we wanted to, make sure we're all on the same page and making sure that the citizens are covered, but also that any information that needs to go out that's public has easy access, and we're not hindering or inhibiting that. So.
Speaking for the county clerk's office, we have a program wherein as we receive either an email or a document for another office, we enter that into the program and then begin looking for it. Sometimes that office is already working on getting the information, and we enter it, and then normally we go by whatever they charge, as long as it's not more than what statute says, and they come pick it up.
So, just from, I guess, clarification, and Travis, correct me if I'm wrong, the county clerk is the keeper of the records, and so you're the custodian of the records, so all PSRs need to go through you.
That's the way it used to be, and then it was changed by the commission that each individual office or department could release information at their will and for free if they wanted to.